Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is reportedly going to assess his campaign after losing to Joe Biden in yesterday's primaries. The Sanders campaign releasing a statement that says, with the next primary contest at least 3 weeks away, Sanders is, quote, going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. That after Biden enjoyed wins in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois yesterday, after which he did appeal to Bernie Sanders' backers.
I hear you. I know what's at stake. I know what we have to do. Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party and then to unify the nation.
Federal officials say coronavirus has officially spread across the United States, West Virginia becoming the 50th state to report a case of it yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This morning at Cape Canaveral, a Falcon 9 rocket launch comes off without a hitch.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This latest SpaceX mission will put another 60 Starlink satellites into orbit. It's a second attempt to launch these satellites that are aimed at providing internet access to remote areas of the world. The scheduled launch on Sunday had to be scrubbed at the last minute because of a problem with the rocket's main engine. Between a production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia and the coronavirus, oil prices are down and U.S. crude's at the lowest it's been in 17 years. West Texas Intermediate crude down another $1.69 a barrel to $25.64. The international benchmark Brent crude is down to $29.33 a barrel. It hasn't been that low since May of 2003. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United Airlines dropping about 60% of all of its domestic and international flights because of the coronavirus outbreak. It's one of several airlines that's cutting back service, but it's a pretty significant cut in the case of United. It says it will cut 42% of flights across the U.S. and Canada, and there's going to be an 85% decrease in its international flights. It says it will run about 45 daily flights in April. Airlines have been hit hard by the travel restrictions and the social distancing. That's prompted the Trump administration to look at some federal bailouts in particular for that sector. A actor who was best known for his time on The Carol Burnett Show has died. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Lyle Wagner passed away after a long illness. According to his family, he was 84. Wagner played Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman's World War II Air Force pilot commander in the 1970s TV series. Chris Pine plays the role in the current Wonder Woman movies. Before that, he was part of the sketch troupe on The Carol Burnett Show and the show's announcer. He had TV guest spots since his first appearance on Gunsmoke in 1966. Wagner auditioned for the role of Bruce Wayne in the 1965 Batman TV series, but he lost it to Adam West.
And as you self-quarantine, remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, celebrating another day. And, hey, we muck the coronavirus here. Yes, we're careful, and we do wash our hands, and we're doing all those socially responsible things because, after all, James Hurston, we are the first line of defense on this COVID-19, are we not?
Yeah, of course we are. We have to be responsible. But what bothers me is we're in what we're told is this battle that we must win. And yet, and the media is still sowing fear, confusion. You know, this is America. This is the country that wins wars. Right. This is the country that pulls together, that has faith, that has courage. We're going to win this thing. The only person in the public's arena that's showing a positive attitude is our president.
And he's getting maligned for it. He's getting criticized because he has a positive attitude because, like we said several weeks ago, we are Americans, James. Americans, not cants.
That's exactly right. And look, I mean, I know and I understand that it's like chicken soup. It couldn't hurt to have an abundance of caution, but my God, closing up every freaking business in America, that's an overabundance of caution when there's only under 70 deaths
here. Yes.
I mean, that's...
And most of them in one place there in Washington, right?
That's right. So, I mean, we have to take, because we don't... I think what the physicians say, and that to scare, is that we don't really know the virus yet. But, in fact, we're learning a lot. It's been around now. Well, it probably was around before it hit the news, but it's been around for several months. It's been around since 2019. That's why it's named 2019. Mm-hmm. And here we are, you know, in the third month of 2020. And a lot of data's come in from all these different countries, particularly from South Korea. And so we know the mortality rate is lower than what the World Health Organization said. And we also know that our president, who gets no credit out there, came up with an innovative threefold front that I dare say, if it weren't for the fact that we elected this outsider, we wouldn't have this approach at all.
Exactly.
We would have the typical big government, all tax and spend approach. But it worries me the way the media has seized upon this threat and magnified it to the point where they're scaring everyone to pieces. And, you know, the streets of our cities now look like they would look during a Christmas holiday. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's no one out.
I know.
And people are hiding, and people treat each other like they have leprosy.
No, it's crazy.
It has really gotten out of hand. But it's also, there is the political, and I know people, you know, on social media don't like when I say this, but there's a political motivation.
And, well, clearly there is. I mean, we're in election year. I mean, the Democrats are, you know, they're maligning the fact that maybe they should have put an extra tax on toilet paper. And if they'd anticipated this in some sort of form or fashion, they might have been able to accomplish that.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, one of the prongs that the president did, and quite brilliantly, using Steve Mnuchin, they put together very quickly this legislative response, which the Democrats shoved some pork in there. But Nancy Pelosi took the opportunity to put abortion funding in there using the Rahm Emanuel never let a crisis go to waste technique. And that is pure, utter, disgusting politics at a time where, you know, she says, and she's really mad because what's happened on the West Coast, especially among the elite and people like Nancy Pelosi that live in mansions and own bidets, well, they don't have to worry about toilet paper. They already have, they don't need it because they have bidets.
Right.
They're hoarding Botox. And so that upsets Nancy Pelosi and the celebrities in Hollywood because you can't have your face falling at a time like
that. Oh, no, absolutely not. And, of course, she's probably not too happy. You know, isn't Newsom her nephew or something like that? I mean, they're related in some form or fashion.
I think, yes, they are related. They're part of the same crime family. And they, I think he is her nephew, yes.
Yeah, but yeah, he actually had some good things to say about President Trump, remember?
Yeah, just for a moment there, you know, he did, and Governor Andrew Cuomo did, but now today, Andrew Cuomo is out there saying, you know, we got to have more federal authority and uniformity, one size fits all for the whole country. I mean, Andrew Cuomo says, if I'm going to close bars and restaurants and casinos, that Trump should order them closed throughout the whole country.
Yeah,
because in Andrew Cuomo's world, there is no such thing as federalism.
I was just going to say, what happens to federalism? It just, see, this is where we have to be careful, because we're going to find ourselves in the same predicament after we did with 9/11, with the Patriot Act. Remember, we overstepped boundaries, and these guys, just like Ronald Reagan said, once you institute a bureaucracy, that's the closest thing to eternal life this time, this side of heaven. Nobody comes back and says, hey, we really don't need that now. We're out of the threat, so let's back away. Nope. They've got the bureaucracy. They've got already, you know, thousands of bureaucrats linked up and being, you know, they've got jobs there, so God forbid that we would furlough them, right, or reassign them somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. It's, and of course, the other thing that the left and the media are loving is that they're able to take away these incredible economic gains that tax cuts, deregulation, and the general leadership that Donald Trump showed, you know, because he's an outsider, because he came from the business world, they don't mind tanking the economy. But isn't it interesting? Every time Democrats are asked, even in these debates, well, you know, you're willing to close everything, you're willing to shut down businesses, you're willing to do this, are you willing to shut down the border?
Right.
No, they say.
Of course not.
They want to open the border.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just reveals their true intent is, in fact, craving political power to seek it. And then that's basically it. So.
Well, you know, and they're stinking thinking, and their criticism of the president, as you said, right now, at a time when we need to come together. I said, look, at compare this to after 9/11. For a moment there, people came together, they got out of their silos, and they decided to come together as one America. And it was a nice taste there for a while, but it couldn't last for long because the partisanship had to raise its ugly head, and unfortunately there wasn't strength enough, I think, in terms of leadership to shut it down. They just let it run wild, run amok, and now here we are with this cancel culture, political correctness run amok, And we're under a grave threat to the point, James, that when we should be coming together in our neighborhoods, although organically that is starting to happen. I'm hearing reports of that, which I think is very positive for America. But again, we the people need to take note of these politicians who are either for us or against us, who either are for the U.S. Constitution and federalism or against it. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the legal analysts and Professor James Herson right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
As promised, Fresh and Independent, Bill Martinez here, James Herson with us, the legal analyst and law professor. James, the bitterness and the partisanship is clear. It's going to continue as long as the Democrats are out of power. They've thrown a fit and continue to throw a fit. And they realize, up to this point, they've been able to get away with it until we the people finally send them to the rooms and give them a serious time out.
Well, but on the here, what the Democrats lack is leadership. And here's an example of the kind of leadership we do have from the White House from President Trump. We didn't know it, but for a long time, Trump and his staffers were meeting. They were meeting with the business leaders of this country. They made agreements with major firms that were negotiated basically to help in this situation, to help Americans. So when the president came out to announce that he was unleashing $50 billion, and essentially he can do that bypassing Pelosi and Congress by declaring a state of emergency, he also had the CEOs of these companies, who we find out, Target and Walmart, have agreed to give their parking lot space or drive-through testing facilities. Google is setting up a website for people to determine whether or not they need a test for this coronavirus.
Right.
And this is not something that a typical politician would conceive of. This is not something that a Democrat would ever do, because Democrats, and especially today with the far left Bernie Sanders Democrats, they hate corporations. Mm-hmm. So here we have the government working together with the greatest private enterprise entities in our country.
Right.
And they also, the drug maker Roche, got a fast track through the FDA approval to produce a brand new, better coronavirus test. A number of lab companies gave their labs. So now we have more than 20,000 and 30,000 tests that have been administered. And by the end of this week, who knows? It may hit 100,000. That is incredible. And
right.
That was done because the outsider president, who has his experience in the rough and tumble world of Manhattan real estate in that business, was able to take his art of the deal acumen and apply it with private enterprise. And look, this works.
Yes.
It worked in every war we fought, especially in World War II. We had to have industry to mobilize to win that war, for the Allies to win. It was American industry that came to the fore, and it's coming again. And I'll tell you what, these short guys who short stock, guys like George Soros, are out there rubbing their hands together, shorting the stock, and they're going to make some money for a short period of time, but this country is going to come roaring back.
Exactly.
Under this president. And I have absolute certainty that's going to happen, despite the best efforts, again, of the corrupt media. And I'm not saying all of the media, but right now the media can't, even the media that normally reports objectively, they can't help themselves because
there's too much money
in this.
Yeah. Well, some of it is out of their realm. They don't understand this stuff. They don't understand the nuance of business. You know, Trump is playing multiple layers of chess while they're fiddling around playing checkers and still having a hard time figuring it out. We give them way too much credit, James, and we don't give Donald Trump enough credit, because he's a lot smarter than people realize by being able to access the full weight of all the assets that are with us here domestically. You know, let's cut out the red tape. Let's enlist the companies that you write with, you know, private labs to effectuate the test. I mean, that between you and me is commonsensical. But on the Beltway, when everything has to be, you know, perceived through the prism of politics, all that stuff gets in the way. You know, you can't think clearly. And this is why, James, President Trump has been driving the left so nuts, because this is a different language. But, you know, after everything is all said and done, let me ask you this. Does it work or does it not work?
Exactly. That's the question. And it does work. What the things that Trump has done, there's I'm not fully happy with the legislation that's going to pass the House, it's going to pass the Senate, going to be signed into law. But Trump had to do that looking at the course he was playing on. Mm-hmm. He had to do that.
See, but the people, James, this is where the people have got to realize, because he is forced to compromise with the likes of Nancy Pelosi. We get all these ornaments and things like that that add to the budget. Thank you very much. So look at, that's why I'm saying the body politic needs to take note to find out who's helping and who's hurting us. Because to add, you know, Christmas ornaments to a serious issue like the coronavirus is so self-seeking. It is. Let me tell you, here we're just coming off of quid pro quo and all the aghastment that the left gave us about quid pro quo. And that is what this is all about. It's quid pro quo. It's like, OK, if you need this for the American people, we'll give that to you. But you're going to give us this.
Exactly. Well, and look, this is also something that the president did. He declared Sunday a national day of prayer for this battle against the virus. Well, you know what? They make fun of the president. They make fun of Vice President Pence. Mm-hmm. They make fun of you and me, and they make fun of people who believe in the power of prayer. But this is a time when we cannot have fear. Mm-hmm. We have to have faith. And it's a time of prayer. And as the scripture says, perfect love casts out all fears.
Right.
And where do we find perfect love? Well, certainly not in this world. Perfect love comes when we're in prayer with the God who made this universe.
Exactly.
And so for us, we have to, this is a country of faith. This is a country that overcomes. Mm. And I think that some of these doom and gloom people who have wishful thinking about the, you know, some sort of an Armageddon here, just really are selling the ability of this country to fight this short. So that is, you mentioned at the local level, it's outstanding. Mm-hmm. People are really, you know, pitching in and doing their best and coping with the authoritarian rules that are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Here in California, we have a ban against gatherings of more than 50. We have various communities where bars and restaurants have been ordered closed. We have some of the dioceses in the Catholic Church, a very large diocese in San Diego, mm-hmm. has shut down.
Wow.
Completely. No masses, no school. They allow the church to be open for adoration and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're shut down through Easter.
Wow.
San Diego County will have no Easter except online. So this is a time. I love that the president had a national day of prayer for this issue. I hope we have more of them. And it's it's like a war footing, and when you have the war footing, you have lots of templates from the past to look to.
Without
a doubt. One of the templates is what was called the Greatest Generation. How did they do it? Well, they didn't just do it with authoritarian government regulation. They did it with heart and faith and courage and optimism for the future. They were up against something that was way beyond a new virus strain.
Exactly.
They were up against.
That's the way it's been, James.
And,
from the American Revolution to the Civil War, both World Wars, Vietnam, every time you go through something of a national tragedy and crisis like we've gone through, people of faith have come through on their knees, realizing that the rain will fall upon the just and unjust. This is a loving God who cares about all his people, and we'll leave it to there until next week. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, and professor here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, James.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is reportedly going to assess his campaign after losing to Joe Biden in yesterday's primaries. The Sanders campaign releasing a statement that says, with the next primary contest at least 3 weeks away, Sanders is, quote, going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. That after Biden enjoyed wins in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois yesterday, after which he did appeal to Bernie Sanders' backers.
I hear you. I know what's at stake. I know what we have to do. Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party. And then to unify the nation.
Federal officials say coronavirus has officially spread across the United States, West Virginia becoming the 50th state to report a case of it yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, I will say this, that speaking French and Russian causes a little spittle these days, so we back off from that. That's one of the things that we're sensitive about because of the coronavirus sensitivity, you understand, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, insurers pay billions of dollars each year to cover losses caused by severe weather. But sadly, and unfortunately, sometimes those payments end up in the pockets of unscrupulous contractors, right? Has this happened to you? Well, those contractors follow the path of damage caused by severe storms around the country, soliciting businesses door to door. They often prey on the most vulnerable homeowners, including the elderly, pressing them to sign contracts, hand over payment on the spot, only to never be seen again or fail to do the repairs as promised. Unscrupulous roofers may even ask to go up on a roof to inspect it for damage for the sole purpose of intentionally damaging to get business. Can you believe that? Well, here to tell us more about it is Frank Scafidi. He's the NICB Public Affairs Director. Frank, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to be talking about this issue, because in any kind of crisis, sadly, and we've seen this happen way too often, we get reports on this, Frank, and like you say, especially those that are most vulnerable are senior citizens who are kind of held captive, and they're really trusting people because they just don't have the capacity to think that people are going to work them, right?
That's very true. I mean, it's even after a severe event like a storm, you would think people would just be on the up and up across the board. But no, there are individuals out there, and they seek out the easy targets, the elderly, people that are just panicked over their damage. And they, you know, convince them to sign things and provide money to them, and they just never see them again.
Well, again, we're reminded, even with this current crisis we're dealing with, that we the people, I mean, we personally, we're the first line of defense against this kind of stuff. And as we're finding out locally how communities are coming together, when, you know, you've got crises that take place, communities really, it really behooves communities to come together, especially come alongside. I mean, you know your neighbor. I mean, if you think that they might be a little bit vulnerable, it's okay to go and, you know, talk to them and maybe help them be a little bit discerning and share with them, you know, the success you've had with a roofer or otherwise, right?
Exactly. That's the best line of defense. You're absolutely right. Because these people will come into an area and they'll unsolicited. That's the first key. So they'll walk, drive around, knock on whatever's left of a door and try to convince people to do work with them. But if they're legit, they'll provide you with all the identification you ask for. And probably do another work in the area, too. You can get references from neighbors and friends. But you raise a good point. You know, talk to your neighbors. We're all in this together. So this is not a time to just face it alone.
So what is it about the, you know, the spring storm season that brings out these roofing scams?
Well, primarily and especially in your part of the country. I mean, you get these horrendous storms every year, hailstorms, which do just tons of damage. And whether it's a vehicle or your roof. So, you know, the insurance companies pay out, you know, without a problem on claims and up to the limits of policy and what have you. But there's no rush to get that work done. And that's what we try to do in educating people through shows like yours. It's just to let them know, don't be in a hurry to get something done. You know, there are storms that happen, whether it's a tornado, a hurricane, hail. They're going to cause property damage. That's why you have insurance.
Exactly.
So the first call you make after everybody is safe and secure is to contact your insurance company or your agent and say, look, this is what's happened, and seek their advice. And they may even provide you with contractors in the area that they've done work with before that they know are legitimate, or they'll authorize you to get it done by some other means. But by all means, if someone comes to you, and that's the first red flag, if it's an unsolicited request for repairs or by a contractor, be very wary.
Right, exactly. Yeah, be careful of the danger. The NICB is the National Insurance Crime Bureau, along with the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. They've teamed up to make homeowners aware of the risk as peak hail season approaches. So, you know, we need to be mindful of this. And as Frank says, the first phone call after everybody, you've done an assessment at home, all the kids are accounted for, dog, the cat, the goldfish, call the insurance agent. That is a great bit of advice and wisdom, I would say, Frank, and I'm glad you shared that because, you know, sometimes when we're in the panic and dealing with the crisis, we're just not sure. And the fact of the matter is these scammers, they know when we're most vulnerable, right?
Absolutely, Bill. You've nailed it. I mean, they do this for a living, quote, quote. So they know they can spot people, whether they're standing around just looking at what's left of their home and they're just emotional. They know how to target people, so we need to make sure everyone's aware that you have time. Even though you think your world has just caved in on you, that's why we have insurance.
Right.
We pay through the nose for it. We might as well let them take the reins when it's time and do the right thing by us, and they will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Frank, your other bit of advice, you say get more than one estimate. You know, and that's all part of taking your time, right?
Yes, it is. You can have two or three estimates from different people, and if they're legitimate, you know, given the circumstances, then those estimates are going to be pretty close to each other. And if you got somebody that's really singing great news about, you know, the lowball estimate, that's another thing. I mean, it's people are out there to make money, but if they're looking to get an advance of cash so they can, quote, I'm going to go buy the materials before the store is out of things. I need your money now to make sure I can get your work done. That's when you want to just say, well, just hold on. You know, I'll give you the money after the work is done.
Right. Yeah, some of this is just common sense, but again, we get pressed into stuff, we're excited, we want to get this handled, you know, the wife upset, the kitchen's not, how can she cook? I mean, all kinds of things can cause all kinds of disruption in the household to where, again, you put yourself in a vulnerable position, you're moving too quick. Take your time. Make sure that you're only dealing with licensed and insured contractors, right? And preferably from your community, as you mentioned earlier.
That's right. And that's the thing that, you know, not all, God, thank God, most of these people are legit. And they see a situation happen in another state. They will load up their truck and head out there with all the right intentions. And good on them.
Right.
But you can definitely ask for identification, break down license numbers of the vehicles they drive in. Up in all those kinds of things that you can just get on your own, further make your either you're more self-assured about what you're doing, or at least have a way to follow up if you do get scammed.
Yeah, and a scammer, he starts noticing you're taking down his vehicle's license plate, and you see kind of an ashen pale look on his face. That's what we call another signal that you may have to run and not walk away from him as soon as possible, right?
That's when he reaches for the cell phone. He said, you know what, I got to take this call on, so I'll get back to you later, and he never see him again. So that was a win in your court.
Exactly. Well, the NICB is doing a lot to combat all these scams. And I think we've touched on a couple of examples, but I do want to give you some time to expand on that a little bit more, Frank, if you would.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
I said that we've been talking about how the NICB has been combating these scams, and I wanted to give you a little bit more time to unwrap it a little bit more, if you would.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we have agents all over the country that work with law enforcement, work with their insurance companies. Our insurance member companies, and they have the expertise to go out and, examine, damage, notify law enforcement when they found that there have been maybe a crew of people that are going from community to community, ripping people off. So we get the word out through legitimate channels and then through the homeowners and through the insurance companies to let them know that whatever it is, we're seeing on the ground, these are the kinds of scams that are being put forward now. And so it's just to make everybody aware of those kinds of, whether it's a new twist on an old scam.
Right, exactly.
We definitely have that kind of experience, and we use it every day.
Well, Frank, I understand we got to let you go. So real quick, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. It's National Insurance Crime Bureau. It's NICB.org.
Or they can go to disastersafety.org, right?
Or Disaster Safety, which is our partner in the effort, the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, disastersafety.org.
Thank you, Frank Scafidi. Appreciate you being with us.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender. So there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the hippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the acclaimed actor of Hercules, the legendary Journeys, God's Not Dead, and The Reliant. He's here to talk about his latest projects, three documentaries, three films, a TV series, and another new book. He's been a busy man. Kevin, besides busy, what else, huh?
Well, you know, I've been busy, you know, coping with everything like everybody else is. The world seems to be shutting down. It's a total fear factor going on out there right now.
Well, you know, the counterbalance to fear is God's peace. That's really where it comes. Yeah. And I've been telling everybody, you know, sometimes you have to find yourself, you know, like the Bible says, having done all to stand, you keep standing. Right? And what you stand on, you want to make sure you're standing on the truth of God. And when you do, His peace, His joy is there in the midst of this. And like Rudyard Kipling said, is that, you know, the goal is to keep our heads while everybody around you is losing theirs, I guess.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, I mean, and I hope I'm right when I say I think this is overblown. I mean, if I'm doing what they're telling us to do, so don't attack me out there. I'm being safe like everybody else is. But you know, my thing is, why haven't we been safe over the last decade upon decade when 80,000 people die of flu every year? I mean,
exactly. I have the same sentiment as you do, because we've been very cautious in talking about this, and it's only because it's kind of been a bit of a runaway train now. And as you say, we're doing the right things. We're, you know, washing our hands, watching our social distance, all that good stuff, because we want to be. And also looking for ways in how we can serve, because we have neighbors, you know, older people that are locked up right now, and maybe they need a half gallon of milk or something, and it doesn't hurt to stop by and say, hey, how you doing? Can I go get you some milk? You know, it's okay.
Exactly. You know, one thing, I know there's some craziness out there and people fighting over toilet paper and things, but I've also seen a lot of good things out there as well, and what you just mentioned. Not only am I seeing stories like that on the radio and on television, but I'm seeing that in my own area here in Tampa, where people are, you know, and when I go to the grocery store here, people are so kind to each other. There's not like the craziness going on. We're just, you know, we're doing what we can do. And so I think as much as negative stuff the press wants to keep putting out there, there's a lot of positive things going on as well.
Yeah, I think we're getting out of that partisanship that has siloed us and kept us apart. We're realizing after everything is said and done, you know, Kevin, I tell people, I go, we can make this happen because we're Americans. You know, we can do this. We're not Americans. And this is what's coming out once again. I thought it was a little bit delayed as opposed with 9/11, you know, how we rallied together so quickly. But yeah. It only speaks of the current environment, and the people are willing to reject the current environment and say, look at, I'm going to be my neighbor's keeper. I'm going to go in and serve the community. And people are finding out that that works. Isn't that awesome?
Yep. No question. Yeah. No question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk. You know, we didn't get a chance at NRB because there was so much going on, and you've got so many things happening. I mean, you're in the midst of three films, three documentaries. You know, Sam's just keeping you hustling. And speaking of which, you got Climate Hustle too, right?
Climate Hustle 2, it's still hoping to come on. There's a Fathom event here on April
21st.
Or no, April 21st, April 21st.
Right.
We'll see what happens because you see all these theaters closing down right now.
Right.
So, but people can go to climatehustle2.com. That's climatehustle2.com.
Yes.
They can get the information on it. And it's just, you know what, we need a balance out there, right? I mean, we're getting so much press and so much, you know, a violent reaction to we're destroying the world and all this kind of stuff. When there's actually more scientists out there saying, the polar bears are doing just fine and the ice is growing. And, you know, we don't have records from a lot of decades and centuries of what the temperatures have been like. So, I think Mother Earth is going to do just fine. But, you know, it's just nice to get both sides of the story here. And I think people should look at this as an educational tool more than anything else and not get all caught up in that, you know, how dare you world that we're living in right now.
Well, and there's power in the truth. I mean, look at what they said about Donald Trump when he took us out of the Paris Accord. And look what the country's doing right now. I mean, we're actually doing better than what we would have done if we'd have stayed in the Paris Accord.
Well, that's just the thing. I mean, you know, if you want to look at the culprits of the world, then point to China and point to India with the amount, and even Russia, how much pollution they're putting out there. We're like at the bottom of the food chain. America is very good at recycling. America is very good at what we're doing. And to be scolded that we're not doing our fair share, it just drives me crazy. But the Trump, like you just mentioned, it's intelligent what he's doing. It was smart what he's doing. We got a businessman in there for a change.
Exactly. It's been a long time coming. Kevin, let's talk about the two other documentaries that you're working on.
Right now, Before the Wrath is out. It came out about 2 weeks ago. It's a documentary dealing with the Book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. It's a document for everybody. You don't have to be a person of faith to watch this. Once again, it's a wonderful educational tool. And it debuted number one on the documentaries at Amazon. So I hope people will go out and take a peek at it because it's wonderful. I narrate it, and it's just, once you have beforetherath.com, beforetherath.com, they can check that out. And the other documentary coming out, we screened at the NRB, actually, and we screened to a standing room only event, which was awesome. They ordered a second screening. I've never seen that in all the years I've gone to NRB, so I was very flattered. I'm on screen, but I also narrate it with the amazing John Lennox. John is an apologist, retired mathematician from Oxford University, holds five different doctorate degrees, and this guy's been an apologist debating the great atheists of the world, like Hitchens and Dawkins and Stephen Hawking, and it's just been a wonderful ride. I spent 3 weeks in Oxford, England with him and 2 weeks in Israel filming this with him, and I love doing documentaries. It's just a lot of fun, you know, and they're great teaching tools for people as well.
Well, what a special opportunity to spend time with John like this. Gosh, I wish I got to tell you, when you told me that, I was immediately jealous because, you know, the brilliance that exudes out of him so naturally, I'd have been there nonstop just taking notes.
You know, he speaks. I mean, I think the biggest reason they asked me to come on board is because when I did the movie God's Not Dead, I played the hateful atheist professor attacking my freshman student for having a belief in God. And but we bring up John Lennox in the movie. So yeah. I think that was the biggest reason they brought to us, because we do talk about it in the documentary. And he kills people with not anger. I mean, it's funny to watch all these atheists get so angry about something they don't believe in. And he kills them with kindness and facts and truth, the things that people just seem to hate in nowadays world. today's world, and he's got a voice. He sounds like Winnie the Pooh. It's such a cool thing to watch this little cuddly bear, you know, sit there and say, well, let's go talk about that, you know, as these people are just going off the rails. It's kind of entertaining to watch how he handles people.
And again, this is Against the Tide movie that we're referencing here. And, you know, what you bring to light here, Kevin, is something that I believe God has shown me here recently. I was doing a presentation to a Tea Party group here, and I said, you know, Donald Trump has really given us an example of how to sit in the truth. That when you know that you know that you know, you can just sit there. You can take the bullets. You can, you know, take all the blast and the incoming. But you're set in the truth in such a way that you're immovable. And this is the way Lennox is. And that really offers a lot of peace and comfort, even for those who may be wigged out for the moment, because you can't come away, you know, in an altercation with somebody like that, that is so fixed. I mean, we've seen this happen with, you know, iconic figures like Martin Luther King and Gandhi. You know, they knew that they knew. And I appreciate Donald Trump's example of that. And, you know, what you've demonstrated in, you know, in these documentaries as well.
You know, it's just there's more to come down the road as well, but I love being part of this world. I love the things I've been involved with. I got three movies, as you mentioned, that are done in the can as well. Miracle in East Texas is one I directed. It's hitting the film festivals right now. Where everything's got pushed now, all these theaters. So we're hoping to get it out in the fall, but all the big, you know, $300 million mega hit movies from Hollywood now are moving into the fall as well. So it's going to be tough for us little indies that have powerful messages and small packages to find screen time. But I got that movie. I got One Nation Under God, which we're hoping to open the week of 4th of July. That's a high school drama dealing with putting that phrase back into our Pledge of Allegiance.
Exactly.
And I've got another movie called The Girl Who Believed in Miracles. I think it was called The Mustard Seed prior to that. But that's another wonderful movie with Peter Coyote and Mira Sorvino's in it with me. And I've got three other movies lined up, plus new TV series. I got to go back to L.A. Just after I leave L.A. a year ago, I got to go back for 2 months and shoot the sitcom.
Exactly.
But I'm looking forward to the sitcom. We did two episodes already, and they love it so much. They're doing 10 more on this.
So it's already ready to go. And then in the meantime, he writes a book, ladies and gentlemen, titled True Strength.
Well, True Strength has been out for a little while now, and I hope people will check that out. They can go to kevinsorbo.net. They can find out all kinds of information at kevinsorbo.net. I got a merchandise section. If you want to autograph DVD or book or whatever, I can send it out to you guys. But that book dealt with the end of season 5 in Hercules, where I was having all kinds of problems. My left arm couldn't quite figure what was going on. It ended up being an aneurysm in my shoulder that exploded, sent hundreds of spots in my arm. But I suffered 3 strokes, and I spent the next 3 years in recovery. The first 6 months were the most brutal. I had to learn how to walk and balance again. That was a lot of fun. But you know, with the help of God and with the help of a very strong-willed wife and a strong-willed personality injected to me by my parents and my my family growing up in Minnesota there, I got through it, you know. I wrestled with God, but I don't recommend that because you'll lose that battle, but I still wrestle with him for a while.
Right.
But, you know, the book has been amazing in terms of I do a lot of speaking events now because of it, because it's a book about, you know, hitting that roadblock in life, how you're going to react to it. And everybody's going to hit the roadblock if you haven't already, and you're going to hit another one. If life is perfect for you, just wait a while, right?
Exactly. Well, Kevin, we got to leave it there as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. All the best to you. Be safe and remind everybody how they can be in touch and get their hands on all your product.
Go to the Kevin Sorbo official Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at KSorbs. That's KSorbs, S-O-R-B-S. And True Strength and True Faith. My other book, True Faith, just came out, the follow-up book to True Strength. So check it out. It's a very good book to sort of have faith guide you through all the different problems in the world, and most importantly, how to keep your marriage alive through faith.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.